is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. It's a big question for President-elect Trump's transition team.
Who could run the Department of Justice as Attorney General? Trump is expected to pick a loyalist after blasting prosecutions against him. Names mentioned include Matt Whitaker, who was acting AG during the first Trump term, and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, who backed Trump during his impeachments and legal fights. But even before a new attorney general takes over, the DOJ is already taking steps to end criminal cases against Trump. Special Counsel Jack Smith filed a motion to vacate remaining pretrial deadlines, which was granted. That gives the DOJ time to assess how to comply with its policy that prohibits prosecuting a sitting president.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn with that report. A bombing at a railway station in southwestern Pakistan has killed at least 24 people and wounded dozens more. The BBC's David Bamford has the story.
The explosion took place at Quetta train station in West Pakistan. The station superintendent said it happened near a platform as the Jaffa Express, bound for Peshawar, was about to leave for its destination. A militant group, the Balochistan Liberation Army, said it carried out the bombing. Balochistan province has seen a recent surge in deadly attacks fueled by demands for independence and control over local resources. In October, the BLA also claimed a suicide bombing target hitting a convoy carrying Chinese nationals near Karachi's international airport.
Police have arrested a man suspected of stabbing five people in downtown Seattle yesterday. They believe he may be the same person responsible for five other stabbings this week in the same Chinatown area of the city. KIRO's Sam Campbell reports.
Police say it's a total of 10 people stabbed, nine men and one woman. Four of those men are in critical condition. Deputy Chief Eric Barden calling this a random series of attacks.
This is a horrific tragedy, a mass casualty event.
Sam Campbell for CBS News, Seattle.
We have a car recall to tell you about.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 114,000 vehicles over an airbag issue. The German automaker says the driver's airbag inflator could explode. The propellant inside can degrade in high temperatures. Models affected include 2017 through 19 Beetles and certain Passats. Owners can get a free replacement.
CBS's Matt Piper. The Rockettes' Christmas Spectacular has opened at Radio City Music Hall. Emily King is a Rockette.
I really did always grow up wanting to be a Rockette. I was lucky enough to see the Spectacular for the first time when I was 14 years old, and once I saw that, it was a done deal.
The show first opened in 1933. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Bucks lose to the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got into New York City late Thursday night after winning at home against the Jazz. They lost last night to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. The final, 116-94. Damian Lillard now on falling to just two wins and seven losses so far this season.
You know, when you're in the type of situation we've been in, losing games and trying to find yourself and find identity and get going in the right direction, I think everybody's frustrated. You know, you don't want guys in here happy, not experiencing that when you losing games, but it's, like I said, it's frustrating. I think we gotta understand what we're doing and what it looks like when we're having success. You know, that starts with just, you know, simply competing, playing hard. And a lot of the games that we struggled in, teams are just getting to loose balls more than us. They get into the glass more than us. They playing at a little bit faster pace than we are. That's giving them an advantage and putting us behind in these games. You know, we just gotta be much better about that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, a high near 56. For tonight, rain and 49, rain and 60 for your Sunday. Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, Veterans Day Monday with highs near 60 degrees, 53, mostly sunny Tuesday.
Right now, it's 49.
They talk sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Have nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
So Spoke loudly, said yes, you want these timeless hits. So they're back here. We brought them back on WRJN. Glad to cheer along this morning. And at 7:15 right now, check your clock. If you got to be somewhere at 7:30, well, you got 15 minutes to get there. Going to be a so-so day. Right now it's 50 degrees in Radio Park. I see the sun coming kind of filtered through some partly cloudy skies. But it won't be a too bad day at all today. A little bit of rain maybe tonight. And I got a question to ask you. No. You're not going to be graded. You don't need a pencil or paper. Have you heard Music of the Stars? The man and his music, Lou Regani, every Sunday morning at 7 on all the civic media stations. He's here. He starts at 7. And he's really got a very eclectic show. It's really kind of cool. He plays some of the big band hits, and he also plays some of the big show Broadway hits and some funny stuff kind of in between, you know, just to give you a little chuckle and tickle the old funny bone. That's a great show. You got to give it a listen. 7 to noon every Sunday here on WRJN. See, my teeth get ahead of it there. On WRJN, it's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes, sir.
Flames.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at it. Foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
There's a man who is down in need
liberation for men to be free. Get right on board now. Ha. Ha. Oh, yeah. Oh, the feel of just come over me. Enough to move a mountain and a blind man. Leave us. Everybody say, come on, let's go see. Peace in the valley, now we all can be free.
I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, a high near 56. For tonight, rain in 49, rain in 60 for your Sunday. Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, Veterans Day Monday with highs near 60 degrees. 53, mostly sunny Tuesday.
Right now, it's 49.
When she smiles so warm and tender, when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are
news, timeless hits on WRJN. Don't forget, coming up at 8:30, the first of two of the Capsule Countdowns. I think you're going to enjoy them today. They're going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you're here. 8:30 and 9:30, the Capsule Countdown.
imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. Thank you.
Roger Goodbye. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed it on the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Local news. And now Timeless Hits on WRJN. Rick Johnson, 749. If you got to be somewhere by 8 o'clock, that's right, you got about 10, maybe a little more, 10 minutes to get there. So you might want to think about where you're headed out to. Not too bad. Take a light jacket with you outside this morning. It's currently 50 degrees here at Radio Park, and I did mention there are a lot of veterans things that were going on this weekend, and of course Monday, and for tomorrow, Sunday, the Village of Pleasant Prairie Veterans Day ceremony is going to be held at 1:30 p.m. That's tomorrow, Sunday, the Village of Pleasant Prairie, tomorrow, Sunday, November 10th, at the Pleasant Prairie Veterans Memorial on the east side of Prairie Springs Park. It's located at 9900 Terwell Terrace. Light refreshments will be served after the ceremony.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Singing
good morning, Donna. So happy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon.
the Justice Department is charging three people in an Iran-linked plot to target President-elect Trump and other U.S. officials. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Prosecutors say the Iranian National Guard tasked Farhad Shikari to target U.S. figures deemed to be enemies of the Iranian government. Shikari is still at large, believed to be in Iran. The prosecutors also charged two New York City men, alleging they were recruited by Shikari to help with this enterprise. The prosecutors allege at some point, Iranian officials urged Shikari to focus instead on killing Trump. According to the Department of Justice, Shikari says he didn't actually formulate a plan, but a lot of this could be pledged vengeance for the 2020 death of Revolutionary Guard Commander Qasem Soleimani, who died in an airstrike ordered by Trump.
The president-elect is getting many congratulatory messages, but
we're not aware.